don't make sausages boiled like they don't taste the same as they used to. It's all them conservatives they're putting in them. I'm glad the empty house is empty now. All those squatters were in there smoking cannibals. And then, of course, there's all the Coggeshall stories, the Irish jokes of their day. Oh. I told you it was a cheap one. It always goes off early. I'm sorry, Mr. MC. The Coggeshall stories, which are wonderful, the Coggeshall fire. These are stories, of course, made up to send up the locality of the people. When the Coggeshall fire brigade got a new engine with a motor and a long ladder, they were itching for fire to try it out. And then finally, in August, a haystack started to smoke in the heat. They jumped in the cab, started the engine. It had been left in reverse gear, and it thumped into the back of the... And the ladder stuck into the side of the barn. And the driver said, "Bugger me, this'll take some time. Boy, get a can of petrol, get on your bike, and go up there and keep the thing alight till we can get there." The Coggeshall brass band were practising at Christmas. Nothing like the style of these folk up here, but they had been practising like mad. The snow was coming down thick, and the parson thought, "I'll just go and thank them." So he went in and pulled the door open as the wind howled, and he said, "Boys, you sounded just wonderful outside in the yard." So they all went outside and carried on practising. Probably know there used to be 24 pubs, some people say 36, between Hythe Quay at St Bottles. And men who drink a pint in each and hope to be standing when they got to St Bottles corner, now a roundabout, and a couple of men from the leather bottle at the Trub End decided to go and try it out, and they started the maltsters on, and they got no further. And when they were thrown out, they toddled away. One said to the other, "Let's get a taxi." And the other one said, "No, the funds won't run to it." So they staggered up Hyde Hill and up Barrack Street and halfway up Mountain Street to the Corporation Bus Depot. "Oi," said one of them, "you go in there and pinch a bus and we'll get home that way." "I'll keep watch." So he waited and his friend went in. There was the sound of an engine starting up and a room, 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 and thump, wallop, silence. Another engine, thump, wallop, silence. He said, "What the hell's he doing? He's drunk. The law will come." And there's banging and walloping and engine starting and closing. And eventually, a very, very battered bus staggered out of the bus station. He said, "What kept you?" he said. "I've been mighty waiting here." And he said, "The bloody Sharp End bus was right at the back." Just to wind it all down, eh? Coming from Ilford, I've never had the nerve to try this. But this is one of the Essex ballads from the great Charles Benham. Some of you may know it. Okay. "I seen young Nat come out with his as I come out of mine. And where are you off to, boy? I says you're dressed up something fine. I'm going by the train," he say, "in half an hour or so. I'm going to Colchester today," he say, "if you must know." He never been to Colchester. He ain't not been there. Now there's a caution in it, sir. He never seen the town. "He ought to go next Saturday, sir, when I shall be again. But that's the day for Colchester, Saturday afternoon. I told him so. You want to go a market day," says I. "See the people? You don't know the crowds and crowds," I say. "And all them little stalls and that along the high street. No, I see, young Nat, you never been afore. There's rabbits, birds, guinea pigs, sweets of every kind, and knives and twos and friggin' me jigs, all manner of things you'll find, and fish and oil. oysters, don't they, Sid? And how them chaps can shoot. And Wilkes, already. So there's no trouble getting out. Yes, that's the day to see the town. Along with all your pals and keep a walking up and down and talking to the gals. When I can't stop you, say good luck and off you, Master Nat. We've got a peacock feather stuck. Just so like that, is that? Well, hurry up, says I, and take care of yourself. You've got no time to lose. Goodbye. Fare you well. Here comes the train. You're all behind. You bet me starting forth. And you get out of Bubble's mind. Don't. You'll go round the north. You need to know, of course, that in those wonderful days, Colchester Town Station was St. Botolph Station, Bubbles. Thank you very much.
Thank you.